Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty addicts for beauty addicts. We are your hosts, professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield.
Hello.
And me, the unprofessional beauty junkie, Lindsay Kelk. I'm unprofessional. Oh, and two cats.
We've got two cats joining us
Anderson
today. One's very
in.
Interested, the other's out of it.
Yeah, Bell. Oh my gosh, she really is.
She literally looks like she's had enough.
I'm going to take a photo so we can post that so people will know.
It's so funny. Her eyes are slowly closing as well.
Like, this cat, not interested. This cat, quite interested. Oh, yeah. That's his bum. Okay.
That's his bum.
Well, that's a good start to the pod. How are you?
I'm doing good, well? Lindsay. I come back from a trip in the desert. So I've had a little vacay. I'm feeling good. Let's be having it.
Let's be having it.
How are you? Wedding plan shenanigans, I imagine, left, right and centre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The less said about it, the better.
Right.
We're in that phase of wedding planning, which I now assume everyone who is listening to this and has had a wedding knows exactly what that means.
Yeah.
We've reached the point with wedding planning where I'd like to murder everyone and run away to Vegas.
Yeah.
But it's fine. It'll be okay. But what will be okay will be my makeup, because we're going to talk about that later.
We've got you covered, guys. We felt today would be a good chance to kind of talk wedding makeup tips, and just kind of cover a few, I don't want to say ground rules because I don't believe in rules, but
advice.
Just a few, like, yeah,
tips,
a few helpful
tricks.
Hints and tips. Perhaps even if you're not getting married yourself, you might be going to a wedding.
Yep.
Obviously, I think we're kind of encompassing not just bride makeup,
yep,
but, you know, bridesmaids, you know, wedding guests, kind of
just,
what's appropriate.
Yeah, hanging out at a wedding.
Yeah.
All day is long, and it is an endurance test for your makeup.
It is.
And you don't want to be thinking about your makeup all day.
No,
you want
and
to be
I think it's
fun.
It's that hard line as well, isn't it, with weddings, because you kind of don't want to you don't want to walk,
yeah,
in like full-blown Kim Kardashian makeup,
yeah,
and like overtake
Hi,
the bride.
I'm a guest.
Yeah.
Look at my face.
But you also want to feel pretty and fresh.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know, it's getting that balance.
It really is. And we've had a lot of questions on our Facebook group about bridal makeup lately. I really feel like bridal season is happening, so we are here for it and here for you. First up, we've got new news. I feel like they heard the rumor that we didn't have any new news last time, so
we got a lot today.
The industry was like, oh, is that right?
Have strap some. In.
Yeah, what have you got first? What you got?
Okay, so first off, from Hourglass, we have a new brow launch. I feel like Hourglass are really well known for their brows, and they do it very well. So this is the Hourglass Brow Micro Sculpting Pencil, part of the Arch range. And this, I would say, is more similar to kind of like your Anastasia Beverly Hills Brow Wiz. It's a very, very fine pencil, spoolie on one end. The shape of the pencil is almost more similar to my M Cosmetics one, actually. It's like a mm-hmm. slightly rounded, fine point. I think it comes in, wait, full coverage mass, 1 2 3 4 5 4. Wait, no, what was that?
1 2 3 4 5 4. 1 2 3 4 5 4.
I've not even had a drink, Lindsay.
I think it's eight.
It's eight. It's safe to say 8 shades it comes in, which is really nice. I think Hourglass are very good at doing kind of brows for everyone. So I'm excited to try these. Haven't tried them yet, but I'm going to have a proper play, do some lives with them, I think, over the next week. But yeah, they are gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see the shades, because, you know, I'm always on the hunt for that ash blonde
it's
pencil.
Good.
That's what I want. Sticking to eyes, I have some eyes too.
Two eyes.
New eyeshadow palettes from Bobbi Brown.
Oh, let's have a look.
Yeah, these are actually very sexy. So they are, I won't say quads, they're not quads, they're
I love the
quints.
Packaging. Packaging's
yeah,
very chic.
They sort of similar in size to a Tom Ford.
Yes, they are.
In the mirror and the pad. But instead of having, in
so
fact,
nice.
If you took out the bottom shade and just put it in brushes, it is a Tom Ford palette, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
so
it's very chic.
So think of a Tom Ford palette, it's that size, there are four shades, and then there is a base shade at the bottom as well. And I think I might have a duplicate because there are five of them and I've got five. I'm a liar. So there's five shades. Five shades in each pack, in each of palette. I'm losing it. And five options. So there is Night Smoke, there is Burnished Bronze, there is Midnight Orchid, there is Into the Sunset.
Yeah.
And we've got Blue Storm.
Nice.
It's not Blue Steel, Blue Storm. But I think they're really pretty. And yeah. I love that they've got the
very
slightly
wearable
larger base shade in the bottom, because that's yeah. the one you're going to use every time.
I think as well that base shade is nice actually if you kind of blending work. If you find blending really stressful, you can also like add a bit of that and just to soften an edge. It yeah. kind of gives you a bit of leeway, which
they've
is nice.
They've thought about us. They've thought about
they
us.
They have.
I've had a crack at most of them. I think everything apart from the Sunset
nice.
One.
I didn't even mean that to sound like McMandy, but it did.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's lovely.
Burnished Bronze is the one I've used the least because it's quite warm and yellowy tones. I've definitely used Night Smoke the most, which is really pretty. And it says Night Smoke, so you're thinking Smoky, Smoky Eye. And there is sort of this very dark shade in it. That's like a charcoal-y with a little bit of shimmer shot through. But the other shades in it are quite neutral.
Very pretty.
And cool toned. It's very, very pretty.
Yeah.
They're very easily to work with. I've done it with fingers, done it with brush. You get a really pretty finish. And they are $45 each, which I think is really reasonable.
Yeah, that's a lot of product there.
Shades. And a huge mirror.
Yeah.
You can do very versatile. Loads yeah. of looks, you day look, night look, everything.
They kind of suit all colours as well. Yeah, they're very like suit all colours. So I feel like they're a nice safe bet if you're looking for like almost that kind of like capsule makeup addition. You know, you want yeah. something you can do a lot with, this would be a good buy.
I think it's just peak Bobbi Brown. It's Bobbi Brown doing what Bobbi Brown
does really
best.
Well. Yeah,
like,
agreed.
Amazing, super wearable eye colours that will work for everyone. It's not overly yeah. expensive, but it's still a treat. So if you've been looking at some of the Tom Ford quads and you're thinking, I really want some eye treat, but I don't want to pay yeah. $88.
These are a good,
it's
definitely
a great
good
option.
Step.
Yeah. yeah. And I love the packaging.
Packaging
it's just
is
leather
gorgeous.
On the top. It's absolutely stunning.
So nice.
Love it.
Loves it. Okay, so I have from Avon. So this is their new Magix Tint, and that's Magix M-A-G-I-X.
With an X. Magix.
So next generation tinted moisturiser that protects and perfects the look of the skin, allows the real you to shine through. Yes, oh. I'm reading a press release.
I thought that was straight from your heart.
The sheer buildable formula even skin tone, boosts moisture and softens flaws. It's all you need for the ultimate no makeup look. Now, this does only come in 6 shades. Okay. But I think they're saying it's one of these kind of, because it's so sheer, it's going to adapt. It's going to be very flexible. It's got vitamin E, vitamin B5 to keep skin hydrated. Naturally, because it's kind of more like a tinted moisturizer, it's going to be very lightweight, breathable feel.
Yeah.
It says it softens the look of fine lines and wrinkles. So I haven't had a play with this yet. They've just been sent in. So I like that they're in a squeezy tube.
Yes.
Likes that.
I like the packaging. It's nice. I like the new Avon logo.
Yeah, and the $14 each. So nice and
really
affordable.
Reasonable.
Yeah,
I
and
like
a lot
that.
Of product for your money. So.
Should we go from the sublime to the ridiculous?
Let's do it.
The ridiculous sublime, actually. Pat McGrath, on the other end of the foundation spectrum. Mother is bringing us a foundation. And it will be out very, very, very soon. If not by the time this actually airs, it could already be out. So
yeah.
we're telling you about it now so you can get on the waiting list if you're interested in getting on the waiting list. Get on it, and then we will be reviewing it when it comes out.
Yeah.
So you can either wait to hear our review or you can get yourself on the waiting list.
Yeah.
Depends how much of a monster you are. Guess which one I am. So it's a 3-step system. There is a Sublime Perfection Foundation, Sublime Perfection Primer, and a Sublime Perfection Setting Powder. The foundation is in 36 shades, okay. which is pretty great.
That's very great. I'm happy
with
that.
Five shade levels, from lavishly light to devastatingly deep. We weren't at the launch. I think the US launch has been in New York. The UK launch was recently in London. A bunch of our friends went to that, and I sent a mole / Emma Guns. I sent a spy. Basically, I just asked Emma what happened. It's not that good. But Emma said it was amazing, and she thought that the shade range was very comprehensive.
Yep.
And that she's done a really good job of getting the undertones, because I think
that's
the thing
where it's people
we
struggle.
See the biggest
yeah.
problem, isn't it? Is it's like the olive undertones are never addressed.
Yes.
And then the sort of redder dark end yeah. of the spectrum is never addressed. We haven't seen it yet, but our reporter
excited
on
to.
The scene
yeah.
Seems to think that is an excellent option. I mean, 36 is a pretty good range
for me. That's great. I think, you know, anything over, I think, again, because of the post-Fenty world, we have high expectations now. You know, Pat McGrath is a big company, so she definitely has access to.
But also very niche.
Yes, I think that's the thing. And I think it's, I mean, we've talked about this a lot, Lindsay, because I was saying, you know, the problem is as well, like, your skin does change colour throughout the year. Yeah. So I think I appreciate foundations are an expensive part of your makeup routine. But I do think for me, it's the one part I think is most important.
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, you might end up buying another foundation later in the year because you go slightly warmer, slightly cooler. So for me, if I have two, I can mix between. That's what I recommend. I totally appreciate not everyone can afford that. So obviously you want to have as best, as closest to your skin tone as possible.
Yeah.
But I do think there's a lot to be said for kind of giving yourself a bit of leeway between two shades generally because your skin will change colour throughout the year.
Yeah, it's such a tricky situation now. It's become such a prickly issue of how many shades you have in your range. And we're going to talk about another range in a moment that's launching with a lot of shades. Mm. And yeah, it's difficult because, like we say, it's a cost issue for a lot of brands. It's a retail space issue for a lot of brands. The important thing is that everyone's represented and everyone can get what they need. And from what we're hearing about this change, A36 is really comprehensive.
Yeah.
I mean, as you as a makeup artist,
I feel
you're
like
the person
that's,
who's dealing with the most skin tones out of
definitely.
All of us. So 36 is a decent range. And unless it is so full coverage pigment that you cannot see your skin through it, you should be able to make that work as long as your undertone is in there.
Definitely. And I think it's that thing of, it's all very well saying you make 200 shades of foundation, but do you as a consumer feel comfortable that you can find your exact shade in those 200? If you do, brilliant, then that's awesome. But I think the struggle is now, as well as expecting, and I mean this respectfully, with expecting people who are predominantly sales assistants before they are makeup artists
to shade match
someone that, I think 200 becomes, again, I'm using that as an extreme example, but
even
it is going to become, it's going to become very overwhelming. And then also, what do you do if your one shade is out of stock? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I think it's kind of like...
Yeah, and like the Juvia's Place foundation that everyone's been screaming about and saying how great it is. I know Jeffree Star did a review on his YouTube channel and everyone really loved it. And I went into Ulta to get Color Match because I couldn't understand the website well enough to match myself.
Yeah.
And I went in and there were three different shades that actually I could work with. I wouldn't have said any of them were my dream shade, but there were three I could work with. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to grab it. All three out of stock.
Yeah.
And in Ulta, they told me, like, oh, we've had a real stock issue with this. They made a lot of shades, but we don't have a lot of stock of each shade.
Well, and also, isn't it interesting that they'll say to you, you know, we have three shades that suit you, because then ultimately it comes down to personal preference. Yeah. And I know as a makeup artist, I can even shade match someone to the best of my ability and then say, oh, I actually like to go a lot warmer than that.
Yeah,
or actually, I like to go like two shades warmer.
Yeah.
Or actually, I like myself to look more pale than I am actually. So it's also about respecting your preferences as well. I think... you know, where I stand as well in terms of like perfection, in terms of like skin tone and it being bang on color match, I don't even know if that's possible. I feel like foundation, if you, again, it's not skin, you know, there are products that get it so close, and definitely I have my favorites, but I do think it's still not your skin.
I
don't know, it's like we said, I think it's a really, like, it's another podcast in itself almost, like, it's
definitely is.
You know, it's such a hard one because, like you said, primarily the most important thing is that everyone feels represented, and you know, everyone should be able to go and buy a foundation that works on that. Yeah, of every price range that works on their skin. But I think as well, I just don't know if we're getting a little, for me, I don't know if, do you, I'm interested to hear what you guys think. Do you genuinely want to get to the point where there's like 100 foundations in a brand? Because I know, like, when I talk to my mum, she'll be like, oh, I wouldn't know where to start, you know, or, you know, my best friend would be like, oh, it's just too overwhelming. Like, so,
and
I know
there are ranges that I can't shop from because they don't go pale enough for me. So I don't shop from those ranges. But
I know, some of those still have 50 shades.
Like Fenty, I don't have a match in Fenty. But I say that as someone who knows it's much easier for me to get matches elsewhere. So
That's
this is what we're saying about representation. But
we accept that we have, there's already a privilege there because of the colour of our skin.
I am going to be interested to watch it go on, as to whether or not it becomes a marketing issue.
This is my worry. Is it just about marketing now? Is it just...
I mean, this is totally anecdotal from when I've spoken to shop assistants that they've said, like, oh, we just sell out of the two ends of the spectrum and they never restock them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, then I'm curious. And I'm not, that's not Juvia's Place. That's various brands that I've asked about.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, are they just saying they're doing X number of brands, but then you can never get the stuff on the two ends of the spectrum, because they actually don't make enough of that or much of that. And Fenty, for sure, the one that I did think I was going to be matched to, was sold out constantly.
Yeah.
As an example, but... I'm just really fascinated to see how it changes the industry. Yeah.
And I would love to hear from you guys with this one, because I think that's the thing. I like I said, we totally appreciate that, you know, there is privilege in the fact we have a lighter skin tone and that we've always been catered to more so than someone of a darker skin tone. However, do you as the consumer, what number do you feel is like the appropriate amount? Is it 20? Is it 35? Is it 100? Is it 75? Like, what do you feel like you as a consumer feel comfortable that you would walk away and actually be able to find the right match? So definitely let us know. I feel like that would be like an interesting thing. I just would love to hear what you guys, what you actually want.
For sure.
Yeah.
There is another foundation that I tested this week that I actually have tested, which is a number I don't think is okay, is a new foundation from Benefit, which is their Hello Happy Flawless Brightening Foundation, which has 16 shades.
Okay.
Which that does feel light these days.
I think for Benefit as well, I feel like...
And it's very heavily weighted towards the lighter end of the spectrum, I would say. And for Benefit, when I think of Benefit and it's a big company, and if you're going to launch something as big of a SKU for a cosmetics brand as a liquid foundation, that's a huge statement to say I'm launching a new liquid foundation.
Yeah.
It seems odd to me that you would come out with so few shades. And also, I really loved the original Hello Happy that
you
was did, a little
didn't
blurring.
You? You
I love it.
It. Yeah.
I use it all the time. I really, really like it. Went into this wanting to love it. Loved the pump.
Yeah.
Love the glass bottle, love that it's see-through.
Is that a mini size?
I got a mini.
That is clever. See, I like that Benefit do that, though.
I love that they offer a mini straight away these
that
days.
That is brilliant.
That's genius. That's marketing genius.
10 points for that.
But I just didn't really get on with it. It just, A, the colour is not great for me. The colour doesn't work. I have fair, neutral, cool, which should be me. And then the next one was light, neutral, warm.
Yeah, that looks really like quite a jump.
which is not light at all. And this one just... It was too pale, but it just sat on top of my skin.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, well, if it's a little bit pale, I can warm it up with my foundation, with my concealer, whatever. Mm. But it just sits on top of my skin. It didn't work with it at all. It looked a little bit better after an hour or so.
Yeah.
But I couldn't quite work out what it was supposed to be doing. It says it's brightening. So it's brighter, hydrated, flawless looking complexion, medium coverage, lightweight, looks like skin, virtually indetectable. Not the case. It says contains photochromatic pigments that's supposed to adapt to brighten skin in any lighting. It just sounds like a lot of talk and not a lot of...
Was it Emperor's New Clothes?
It's a bit Emperor's New Clothes. Yeah. I don't think... it might have photochromatic pigments, but photochromatic pigments, because I'm not a scientist, might just be a word for coloured pigment.
It looks nice.
Which is what pigment is. I don't know what a photochromatic pigment is that instantly adapts to brighten skin. No, it's just foundation. So I think it was a lot of talk, and I don't think it's that great. I'm fascinated to see other people's reviews on this one. So I haven't seen a lot of hype about it either, which I thought was
weird. No, I didn't even know about it until you showed me. So
for Benefit,
just goes to show.
Launch something as big as a new liquid foundation, but not shout about it.
Yeah.
I was a bit curious, and my curiosity has bitten me on the bum
on the buttocks.
Because it's not that great.
On the buttocks.
One more foundation launch that we should talk about.
Foundation season and launching is definitely upon us. We did
last
say.
Last episode we were like, oh, in a minute there'll be 1,000 foundations.
Yeah,
and
that is literally what's happened. So from 16 shades to 50, Lindsay.
That's a lot.
To 50, we have Urban Decay. So we have the Stay Naked Weightless Liquid Foundation up to 24-hour wear. Now, I'm interested to try this. I feel like I've never really found my perfect Urban Decay foundation concealers. I know my concealers I love. Swear by them. Love me the Weightless Skin Coverage Concealer. I might have said the name wrong. You guys know which one I mean.
We know which one you mean.
So,
we got you.
Yeah, and this also has a concealer with it as well. So it's a Stay Naked Correcting Concealer, which has 25 shades. But let's talk about the foundation today, because I feel like we said, that's the one I think a lot of people are going to be excited by. So you choose your undertone. We've got C for Cool, M for Neutral, W for Warm, which seems kind of
that seems general. Straightforward.
Yeah. So it's interesting because this is the first press release of foundations for a while. We've not been sent any foundations. They've just sent us a booklet and explained how to choose our shade. We can't say we've actually tried it yet. We will let you know when we do.
I think next week or the episode after, once all these foundations are in our midst.
Yeah.
But we need to tell you about them while they're new news.
Yeah.
So that you can prepare yourself and do your research for what you buy. But we should do a massive foundation
try. Yeah, maybe we'll do an extravaganza.
Yeah.
extravaganza!
2019.
I'm there with bells on, Lindsay.
Strap yourself in, lads. What's
okay. happening? So, well, this is promising. This is saying. Wait, I'm on the press release. Okay, so Real Skin matte finish.
Okay,
I'm finding a bit of a theme, Lindsay. Definitely, we're going back to mattes again. I feel like everyone's into their matte foundation. Yeah. So, lasts up 24 hours, buildable, medium coverage, breathable and flexible, and it is a vegan formula too.
Okay, well, that's great.
So, I'm excited to try this. I mean, you guys know, a matte foundation for me, it's not my preferred finish, but I'm always open because there are with the Ciate one we tried recently. Yes, that for me,
it.
I really love that, and that falls more matte on me than some of my other foundations. But I feel like the dewiness comes through in the day, which I like.
Yeah, it wears
so
really well.
I'm excited to try this and 50 shades. It's going to please a lot of people.
50 shades of foundation, so many undertones because you pick your three of your master tone, and then you pick your undertone, which can be pink, blue, green, neutral, yellow, orange, or red, which is amazing. So maybe this is the way to do it. That makes it so much easier to work out what you're doing, whether you have 50 shades, 100 shades, or 10 shades. Tell us what the options are, because how often have you ever seen green, orange, and red? You hardly ever see that.
But also, I think these are things that the consumer, it's not explained to the consumer. So again, we're falling more into like artistic,
and education is
like
be really interesting
makeup artist territory.
Yeah.
And I think this is the thing, this is what I come back to for you guys, like as a consumer, it's like, how simple do you want it to be, you know? And I think that's the thing. It's like, oh, is it becoming too heavy on the jargon and overly complicated? Is this what you want?
What
you
Katie know? Told us as well, about how education is the thing that she feels like
is lacking.
Is going to be the next big thing. So it'll be interesting to see how they communicate this to the consumer, because not the consumer isn't going to get this lovely booklet that we were sent.
No, that's it. And I think it's like, can this be relayed via a sales assistant who, you know, I'm sure has some makeup knowledge,
but also has a lot of other jobs to do in the shop on the day.
Yes.
It's not an easy job.
Interesting.
Also out alongside the foundation and the concealer is a new lip product, which I am very excited about.
Yeah, this looks gorge.
Right up my strata.
Gorge.
A Vice Lip Chemistry, which is a lasting glassy, I know they said glassy and not glossy, because you can't call it a glossy tint, because there's something else already called a glossy tint. But lasting glassy tint, which is a high gloss tint designed to make you look good no matter what your skin tone. So there's so many, a bunch of shades, and it's all, I think these are all colours that already exist in the Urban K library of shades.
Okay,
it looks
interesting.
Like Streak,
okay.
I definitely have. Love Child, I have.
Oh.
So a bunch of different shades, all from pinks all the way through to nudes. Mm. And they also have a pH adapting formula.
Okay.
So whatever shades they start out, they will adapt to your skin tone. Stop looking at me like that. Stop looking at me like that. I know so many people hate pH formulas.
Oh,
but I love
goody.
I love it. Well, I'm curious to see how that works with the nudes,
I feel like
especially.
That happens anyway, though. Like, if your skin, if your lips are naturally
your
have more plum
through,
or purple
yeah.
in, then it will adapt anyway.
Yeah, I will see. I'm
silly
I'm
marketing
optimistic.
Spiel, Lindsay.
I'm
silly
optimistic.
Marketing spiel.
I like it because I
shakes
like a
head.
Tint. Shut up. Leave me alone. Tell me about your bloody new foundation. Leave me alone.
Well, what else have we got? Did we mention the Lisa Eldridge lipsticks last time?
We haven't mentioned that.
Okay, well, we should mention that because I know a lot of people are going to want to know.
Yeah. Well, they are. We should preface it by saying they're currently
sold out, which
but
we
they,
did think would happen.
But by the time this airs, they could be back again. So keep your eyes on lisaeldridge.com because I understand they are restocking.
Yes, and I recommend signing up for her newsletter, actually, because that's what I did. I signed up for the newsletter and then it pinged into my box as soon as they were. She pinged in my box.
Lisa Eldridge pinged it in your box.
As soon as it was ready. So you might be surprised here. I only bought two of them, Lindsay.
I am surprised.
So there's four shades in total. Two, I believe, are slightly more sheer, and then two are more full pigment, more of like a satin finish. Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
I just wound her up. Oh, the lipstick, I mean. So I went for the shades Rainbow Spill, which is a really nice like neon pink.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
So clean.
I can't even swatch it yet because I'm saving them for a life. But I've seen
but
so many
so
images
beautiful.
Already of people wearing them. And because they're a very similar formula to the reds, which I already have and already love. They're stunning. The other shade I have was Skyscraper Rose, which I just thought is right up my street. I actually really like quite like a dark intense pink. Like,
you do.
I think it's a nice alternative to a red, and it still has that same like wow factor. I think were they £25? Was it? Was it £26?
They were not cheap. That's what I know.
No,
they were not inexpensive. I know in the States they. I remember looking at it. They were £26. I think they're $38 yes. in the States.
So they are pricey.
They are expensive in the US.
But they are beautiful. And yes. for me, I would say I'd be very happy. Like I said, I brought these with my own monies and was very happy to part with my cash for these beautiful
I
things.
I feel like when they come back, I was very, very close to buying Go Lightly and Love of My Life, which are the other two shades. Go
I know, Lightly I'm going to buy those now.
Is a cool coral toned salmony pink, and Love of My Life is a more of a hot pink, but again, a more of a satiny translucent formula. I didn't buy them because I'm trying not to buy as many things because I've got to marry a boy. But now I have massive FOMO from seeing everyone in the Facebook group and on Instagram that has them. They're just so expensive. And with the shipping, it's so expensive. But I know so many people get so much joy out of these lipsticks. And then our final piece of new news is that, well, we've got two because one's wild speculation on my part. Mm-hmm. But we have a new foundation. Another one.
One more?
Would you believe it?
Another one.
I'm going to make you talk about it because I don't know anything about it. No one tells me anything if people...
So we have one more foundation launch, Lindsay. We did promise you guys this was very hefty on the foundation. I was going to say on the coverage.
It's full coverage.
Chandler being in the house. Okay, so Charlotte Tilbury's new foundation. This is called Airbrush Flawless Foundation. Nice. This comes with 44 shades. Now, as far as I'm aware, that is the most Charlotte's ever done in her foundation. So I'm wondering if she's starting to feel the pressure a little bit to bring more shades. I think a lot of people are going to be very happy with that number. The undertones, again, look really, really good. This has a lot going on with the foundation in a good way. We're told 16-hour formula. I like those figures.
Yeah.
Weightless full coverage. So again, I always thought the Magic foundation was quite full coverage. So I'm interested to see how the two
I found the Magic
differ.
Very full.
It says, doesn't require primer. Flawless, poreless, natural matte finish again. It has a Magic...
Winter is coming, people.
Winter is coming, isn't it? Magic Replexium Serum for younger looking skin. Air Cool technology for the feel of fresh skin.
Oh.
CT Defense, Charlotte's own pollution defense complex.
Did she make it herself?
Moss Celtic delivers intense hydration. A clinical trial saw 216% increase in dehydration after just 1 hour.
Sure.
Okay. So, I think generally speaking, you're getting full coverage, weightless feel, and a matte finish.
I feel like I've heard that already today, twice.
So, I mean, the tones look great.
They do.
I'm a big fan of Charlotte's skin foundations. I personally prefer the Light Wonder foundation, but that's just because it's more
I just looked up the Magic foundation because I couldn't remember how many shades it was. It actually was extended to 20 shades.
Oh, it was?
It didn't come out at 20. It extended to 20.
20, okay.
I had Magic foundation and just never got on with it. It felt quite tacky and heavy to me. It always just felt very heavy on my skin.
Yeah.
But it was that very full coverage glam Charlotte Tilbury look that I think of.
Yeah.
You know, I think of that as her very full makeup look.
Yeah.
But I do love Light Wonder. I absolutely adore
Light Wonder. I love Light Wonder. For
but
me, that
really
is...
you really like the Magic Concealer, don't you, as well?
I love the Magic Concealer,
so
yeah.
So this is an extension to that line.
Well, and especially because of, like, Hollywood Filter, the Flawless Filter, I'm wondering if we're going to see... Like, I'm kind of interested, like, how matte is it? So I'm really excited to try this. Price of this is £34. Launch date in England is 22nd of August. At charlottetilbury.com. Not sure how much it translates to in America, but we can put the details once we have them.
Yeah, it's usually pretty close. I would imagine it'll be about $50.
Yeah.
I would think. We will get the information from their PR and we will find out as soon as we can. And we'll try and include it in
the
Great Big Foundation Extravaganza of 2019.
Extravaganza!
So much foundation, you guys. I can't even breathe.
Last
piece of new news and wild speculation. Actually, it's not now because I have confirmed it. I'm an investigative journalist, you guys. I was in Ulta the other day and they were selling off all of the Flesh Beauty.
I know, I can't believe this.
Yeah, so we were talking about this because Flesh launched a year ago. It's a year old. I'm sure you all remember, there was a lot of fanfare around it. It's an in-house brand developed by Revlon that was on sale in Ulta And everyone went crazy. Everyone's like, oh my God, it's so exciting.
Yeah, had a really big launch in LA. Yeah.
Really huge. And they had the foundation sticks. They had a lot of shades.
Yeah.
Everything seemed quite good. You liked what you tried. Yeah, I liked what I tried.
Yeah.
But then I went into Ulta the other day and it was all half price and pretty much cleaned out. So I did some investigative reporting, and also my contact lens is coming out my eye. So Harry's looking at me like a weirdo. And it turns out they are not coming out of Ulta, but it seems like maybe they're coming out of some Ultas.
Right.
And they're going to move to a direct-to-consumer model on their website.
The Tinternet.
Glossier or someone like that. Yes, as in a Glossier.
As in the Tinternet.
They will be available ton the Tinternet.
Okay.
Pon de internet, as Rihanna might say.
Okay.
I love that song.
Pond on the replay.
I love Pond the Replay. It's one of my favourite Rihanna songs.
I like saying it.
Yeah.
Pond the Replay.
it's a great tune. Check it out. So, yeah, if you are a fan of Flesh and you like buying it from your local Ulta, I would say get in there and stock up.
Get it while it's hot.
Get it while it's hot. Otherwise, you can now buy it everywhere on fleshbeauty.com, I believe is the direct-to-consumer website launch. But we'll put that in the notes anyway.
Yeah.
But I was surprised because they obviously put a lot of money and effort into that. And they're pitching it as, this is a great thing. We've decided that this is the best way to reach our consumer. But it always feels like a bit of a strange move when a brand comes out of a store instead of going into more
stores. It's like usually the other way around. So this will be interesting. Yeah. But, you know, we all find our way.
Stock maybe up this if you is like the, it.
Yeah, if you like it, get it while it's half price.
Get it while it's hot. Get it while it's hot. Yeah, so now we're going to do an ad. I just like lost my eye. Oh, it's going in and out. No, it's in there. It's just going really blurry. It's because I'm not supposed to be wearing my contacts as much, and I am. No, it's fine, because I don't want to wear my glasses later, so I'm going to power through. I've put some drops in. Right, before we move on to our main feature today, we are going to have an ad break. I am giving you fair warning because we have had many conversations with people about why the ads are so loud. They're not going to get quieter.
It's because they know you're going for a wee.
Yeah, we're putting the kettle on. We're going to keep explaining it. I'm so sorry. Also, had a few people asking why the podcast is very quiet.
Oh,
we're not doing anything differently, and it sounds fine on all my devices. And I've asked our tech people, and they're like, I don't know, it's okay here. So we're trying to figure it out. Maybe there's something to do with the balance in the magic in the middle when we send it off.
Yeah.
But it's okay for some people, and then it's really quiet for other people.
Interesting.
Imagine you and I being accused of being quiet.
Well, that was why I shook my head at the beginning in disbelief, Lindsay.
I assume that people can hear us recording it while we're recording.
Well, we've got the door open, so we're not exactly discreet, are we?
It's warm. Hiya, neighbours.
Hiya.
But anyway, just that is your fair warning. There is an ad break coming up right now.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to REBAG.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, let's do this wedding shit.
Well, you're getting married very soon, Lindsay.
I'm marrying a boy.
You're marrying a boy. Till death do you part.
Until Jeff do I part.
Until Jeff do you part.
That will be the hashtag. Until Jeff do I part.
That should be your wedding hashtag. Till Jeff do I part. Loves it. I'm just going to lay down and get comfy, Lindsay.
No, do. I've put you on the floor. I don't know why.
I like it. I'm comfy. I'm sprawled out.
Yeah, I'm very comfy, as you can see. Harry's just doing a bit of
a lot. I warned Lindsay that I've got nude underwear on, so I'm not doing a, what's it, Basic Instinct?
Yeah. Over Sharon's day, she'll tell me anything.
Yeah.
So you're a makeup artist,
and you're getting married,
and I'm getting married.
Let's think this through.
What to do with my face?
Well, I think we've discussed at length that you are very good at doing your makeup, or at least I've told you you're very good at doing your makeup.
Me,
so I think you're planning on doing it yourself, aren't you?
Thinking about it until the day before when I call you freaking out. I might need a little bit of help.
I'm here on standby if you need me. Obviously, there might be a YouTube channel video with a hypothetical makeup.
Oh my God.
Over on Harry Makes It Up. Stay tuned.
Yes.
So, I mean, I think make your surroundings calm. That's the first thing. Anyone that's going to make you cry before you've even left the room, get them out of the room.
She's not meeting us until later, so that's fine.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm talking to you, mother of the brides. If you're listening, don't start making the bride cry before, just after they've got the makeup done.
No,
you are not allowed to do the big teary. Oh my goodness, no, not until they're at least like out the church and everything. So my top tip will be, I think we've said this before, dab, don't wipe. That is a very crucial tip. I think the first thing to consider as well is where you're getting married. Are you in a cold place? Okay. Are you in a warm place? Are you an overly sweaty person? I myself am. So I know that affects the choice of kind of foundations I go for, the kind of skincare I would use before. A few no-nos I would say is doing any heavy treatments like the day before your wedding, or especially anything you haven't tried before. So if you're getting like an eyelash extension or an eyelash LVL or something like that, for the love of God, get a test done, get some kind of like patch test done and do that way in advance. At least if you are doing it near your wedding date, you're not going to risk having any allergies or anything like that. I think, you know, Pinterest never hurts. Get a color scheme going, try your makeup that you plan on doing, especially if you're doing it yourself.
Yeah.
Try the makeup on before you have the wedding day. So you don't, do it on a day, obviously, when like your partner's out. Don't need surprises. You want to know. And also, I think it's good to do a full wear test. Yeah. You know, put it on in the beginning of the morning and see how it looks after a day of being out all day and running errands. Yeah, did it move about? Did it stay put? If it is something that didn't work, what is it and what do you just need to correct? So, that might help you kind of work on products you need to add in, or maybe a product you brought that's not right for you. I think testing definitely is like the key to you having an enjoyable wedding day if you're doing your own makeup, and it being stress-free.
I'm gonna do it next time we go to the gym.
Oh my goodness,
I want it on the stepper.
Love it on some pull-ups
in my heels.
In your heels, great. Got me done. But yeah, I think, think about your skincare again. I just think keep it simple as well. Like, don't do anything drastically different to what you normally do.
Okay.
You want to feel like the best version of yourself. If you're having your hair done, try that with your makeup, because you might feel like your makeup is too much with the hair, or vice versa. If you can, try on with a dress just to see, again, like, even if you are wearing white and you're going traditional, there's so many different shades of white. Sometimes, again, the whole like cool and warm thing will apply. So I think, or even have like, I do like a little swatch book, Lindsay. I like having a little swatch of even if it's like the fabric of your dress or the colour of your flowers, have a little colour palette that you can like hold up when you've done your makeup.
You think if you're getting married in summer as well, and white, if you're getting married in white, which I am, because I never wear white.
Yeah.
I did, you'd have been proud of me, like hold it up against me to see how much light it reflects back up onto me, because I never ever wear white.
Yeah.
So it really,
especially with
I'm
flash
so
photography,
fair,
yeah.
It really made me like have to think about it, because I'm like, oh, I don't want to put a ton of color on my face, because it just, everything stood out. I looked a bit garish in what I thought I was going to do. And that was just my everyday stuff. So I'm like, I really need to go very gentle with it.
Yeah.
And probably a smokier eye, and then just very gentle everywhere else.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hadn't thought about that at all until I was like, oh shit, how do I look in white? It's a colour I never wear.
And like you said, because it naturally reflects and bounces a lot of light, I think, there's kind of like creamer whites, there's kind of more ivory whites, there's so many, and again, it kind of plays into this whole like cool and warm tone. So yeah, I think about your shade, think about your undertone, and I think just try it out as much as you can, even if it's more than once. Like, I think the main thing is, on your wedding day, you should be enjoying yourself. So if you're not having it done professionally, which a lot of people don't now, I think I've got
a... themselves. A lot of people in our Facebook group are doing stellar work.
Oh, I love seeing your pictures, guys. It's amazing. And I've got a lot of friends as well who are like, I'm going to do it for my friends, so I'd like to learn a little bit. Yeah. They kind of know their friends like, oh, I like the way you do your makeup, and perhaps you can help me out. Just so it's like that thing of it not being so stressful on the big
and you
day.
Think about, the cost you might pay for a makeup artist, you could actually buy a whole face of
that
new
you'll
fun
use again and again.
Play with.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's a really nice way to treat yourself with stuff you'll use over and over.
And I do think it's nice that, even if you only ever ever wear a nude lipstick, get a really special nude lipstick that you love. You know, go to Chanel, go get, like, treat yourself this to, I want especially to... if you're not having an actual makeup artist.
I've already, I'm rebuying my pressed powder and I'm going to buy a new lipstick because I'm like, I know when I open my little handbag on the day, I want to pull out my new pressed powder and be like, I've got to marry a boy. But yeah, there are little things. I think make it a ritual, make it part of it, make it special. So that
light
every time
a candle,
you use that, you're
like,
you
getting ready?
This is my thing.
Have your favourite music on. No teary music, mind. We want nice, upbeat,
Britney
happy.
Only.
Britney only. Yeah. Work, bitch. You know.
You want to have bunny? You want a Maserati?
You want a Maserati? Anyway. Better work.
Welcome to my wedding.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
That's what we're entering to.
No, oh my God, I would love it.
You better work, bitch.
I could do like the Harlem Shuffle down there. Oh, from Gangnam Style.
That will test the same power of my makeup.
I'm excited. I'm really Gangnam excited now.
Don't put Gangnam Style as the song you won't play in at the wedding, so don't play it.
I mean, don't go too high in the SPF, obviously, flash photography. Yes. I think it's better than it ever has been nowadays. But again, that's a good test to do is test with your phone, a bit of flash photography on your phone or on a camera, just see.
There's a wrestler that I really, really, really love, and she was at an award ceremony recently, and she looked incredible, but they'd use I think it must have been the concealer under her eyes had such bad flashback, and it just, she looked like
half
a panda.
Moons.
It was awful, but it was very well blended. Half moons, that's how I think it was, concealer, not the powder. But it was so bad, and I was heartbroken for her, and I would also like to fire her makeup artist. So think about those things, because when you look back at the photos, you want to look like you. You want to look like the prettiest version of you. Or not the prettiest, that sounds patronising, but you want to look
like... Yeah, just feel like you at your best.
The version of you where you're like, oh, I look great.
Yeah.
Because we all want to live in a world where we don't care about those things. Yeah, but you're going to be looking at these photos for the rest of your life, fingers crossed. And so might your kids and your grandkids and maybe your great-grandkids and beyond that. These photos are going to be forever. So you want to feel... the best you can feel.
And I think it's the confidence thing as well. Like, you just want to go into your big day feeling present and that you're going to have a great time. And, you know, ultimately your makeup should be the least of your worries on your wedding day, which is why I'm saying, like, think
should
beforehand, you know, plan it all out. And I think just make it as stress-free as possible. So even if you need to take your stuff wherever you're getting ready the night before or give it to one of your bridesmaids to be in charge of, you know, make it so that it's one less thing you have to think about. Even if you are doing it yourself, perhaps get it all together, put it into a makeup bag that you've tried the makeup on, so you know everything that goes into that makeup bag is what you're going to use on the day. If there's something that you know you really want to do that you often do, but you want to know how to do it a little bit better, maybe Google a YouTube tutorial. Yeah. Maybe go to Mac or somewhere where you could have a quick little mini makeup lesson.
Idea.
So not having to, you know, perhaps go to the expense of a professional makeup artist, but perhaps just get some advice on, you know, if it's your blending that you know is the thing that you're like, oh, that's going to stress me out on the day if I can't get that right. Just practice just your blending again and again until you feel like, okay, I feel more confident with it now.
I think another really good tip that I was given was to do yourself a face chart, even if you're doing it yourself.
That's
and you
good
know
idea.
It and
yeah.
you know it off by heart and you can do your face
That's
without
such
even thinking
good idea.
About it. You cannot underestimate how stressed out you're going to be. And I remember one of my best mates, when she got married and she did her own makeup, she was so ready and fine. And then on the day, she was so stressed out that I think she forgot to do her primer or she forgot to do her
concealer. She was like, oh no, I'm too far in.
There was just something that she was supposed to do earlier in and she didn't do it. And then she freaked out about it and wanted to wash her whole face off, but there wasn't time. And it's like, you look amazing. You
don't worry,
thing,
it'll be fine.
But it's an added stress you don't need. So I think I will definitely do that because I know I'm really bad at that. I will be like, oh, fuck,
that's a really good idea
today,
I was gonna
do that today, so just write it down step by step so you know how it's gonna go.
And I think bridesmaids should have an emergency touch-up bag for you because you shouldn't have to worry about carrying stuff. So give them q-tips, give them some blotting papers, give them
safety pin
always is always a good one,
a
Kirby grip
tape.
Just in case
bubble.
Hair bubble,
never know when you put your hair back.
Well, that's when you get your tinnies out later, and by tinnies I don't mean boobies, I mean I don't mean boobies.
Okay.
I mean tinnies. Like you have a little tinny, you know. You'd be like, having a bevy. You know, you might want to put your hair back and like get stuck in.
Yeah.
Especially when they start doing the da 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 da. Hey.
Yeah. Once your limbo in.
Hey. Yeah.
Or like if it's a Jewish wedding,
or you congering, you might be congering. You might be congering.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You might be doing it upside your head. I don't know what kind of wedding this is going to be.
That's what wedding you're having.
We won't be doing it in mine.
Oh, we will.
But no, we won't. But anyway, yeah.
And the lipstick and a powder. I think the lipstick and a powder, you know, if you have to decant something, decant it. But ultimately, it should just be quick and accessible.
Yeah.
And
you
something
don't
that.
Spend, like,
and
half
a mirror.
Your wedding redoing
a mirror.
Your makeup.
The amount of times, like you said, contact lenses gone the wrong way or something.
Spare contact lens.
Spare contact lens.
Gotta have spare contact lenses if you're wearing contacts. Because, it might just pop out your
sometimes
eye like mine's
a spoolie. If you're feeling extra, take a spoolie. I feel like sometimes just last minute groomer the brows.
With lots to do with the spoolie. You do the brows, you can comb through your eyelashes.
And you can do the baby hairs if something come off your hair. Yeah.
Product-wise, is there or are there specific products that you think are fantastic for brides?
I mean, obviously, it's always going to depend on what you're going for look-wise, you know, what kind of products you're using. I mean, I think for me, I would make sure that you've got some good skincare to use before, so that I think if you get the skin right, then everything else by default just looks great. Yeah. So I would definitely prioritize skin. I would find a foundation that you love.
Foundation is the big one that keeps coming up on the Facebook group.
Yeah, I think foundation, you know, for me, I know what I love, but then I, you know, I can say ones that I do use for brides, which often it is like my Giorgio Armani Luminous Silk.
Yeah.
As of more recent, sometimes it is the NARS Radiant Natural Longwear.
Yeah.
But then also, I have some brides that that's too much makeup for them, where they're like, I wouldn't feel comfortable in that. So I will still use a Charlotte Tilbury
Light Wonder.
I will still use Chanel
Aqualumia.
You know, I think it's about how you're, you know, go for thin layers. Don't go for anything too full on in terms of like one big heavy layer. That's not going to last as long. And I do like to use a lot of liquid. So I will layer. I will use things like the Daniel Sandler watercolor blushes. They're amazing for weddings. Or my Perricone MD No Bronzer Bronzer and No Blush Blush.
Nice.
Love those just to kind of make everything part of the skin. So before you're setting anything with powder and perhaps adding a bit more powder on top or another cream blush, you've almost like stained the skin underneath, but in a very natural flush. For me, that's like, you know, the ultimate goal, I think, is making it last and look lovely so you just don't have to think about it throughout the day.
That's a really good call. I'm stealing that one. Yeah. I like the idea of the watercolor blush under.
Even liquid lipstick. You can do the same with liquid lipstick. A lot of the time when I do celebrities, and they're going to be on a press junket where I know I don't get a chance to kind of run in, sometimes if the lip pencil alone staining the lip with that underneath doesn't cut it, I will use a very small amount of a liquid lipstick. So not like I don't cover the whole lip, but for example, the bit where when you eat that comes off first, I will just focus the liquid lipstick there. Something even like the Rouge Allure, I think they're called the Rouge Inks.
Yes.
They are brilliant because they are so lightweight
and they come
in some really nice nude tones or like more kind of plummy tones. So I use those an awful lot for weddings or kind of like red carpet work where I know I won't get a chance to touch the person up and kind of do a little. Yeah, that just sounds wrong, doesn't it? Oh, God.
Sorry, oh, God. I'm such a child.
No, I know. I can see you laugh as I was doing it. Yeah. But I think anything that you can do that creates a little bit of a stain. And again, when I say liquid lipstick, just think small amounts, and then you layer with whatever product you go on next. Just so as everything wears away, it has that nice, seamless kind of, you know, it's flawless, but it's still effortless.
It's flawless.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Setting sprays, yay or nay?
I mean, it's funny. I go through phases. Sometimes I'm really into them. Sometimes I forget and don't notice the difference. Again, I think it depends on the skin. If you feel like your skin is going to eat the makeup quicker, then try a setting spray. Yeah. And again, this is why I say test it out. Try it. Try the setting spray. Does it make a difference? If it doesn't, don't use it.
Yeah.
If it does, you know to add it in. I think everyone's skin is so unique. For me on my wedding day, I think I used my Urban Decay all-nighter setting spray. But when I go out in the evening, I don't often. You know, it really depends on what my skin's needing as well.
What I'm going to say is setting spray, yay, for me personally.
Which one?
Word of advice, Urban Decay. Always Urban Decay setting spray. All-nighter. But what I will say is I feel like I've seen this in so many, I've been reading a lot of bridal tutorials and advice, and they always recommend setting sprays with glitter in them.
Do not do it.
Do not do this to yourself because
get
it's
back
gonna
on that
look
glitter.
Mental in photos.
Yeah.
It's gonna look mental.
Yeah.
You're gonna
look
think
all kind
a good
of BG goodness.
Of it. And I'm not saying don't stick a bit of glitter hairspray in if you feel like it, or a bit of glitter gel if you want to go wacky at the end and put it in your hair. Because I'm thinking about that because I love a bit of glitter. Mm. But not all over your face.
No.
You're not a sparkly vampire from Twilight.
Although that would kind of be cool.
It would be cool, but not for your wedding. But they sell it as like, oh, you want to sparkle and you want to like glow.
Sheen, yes. Sparkle,
sheen,
no.
Sparkle, no. Like you,
there's a big difference.
I'm saying this to you as a sexy robot.
I know. Even
it's
you.
It's not right.
Rein it in.
Because you would never have a glittery face.
No.
All
and
face,
I just think it's about
day.
Placement. You know, sheen. And even though I, you know, you guys know I love a dewy skin, I still use powder, but I use it with a lot of precision and I use it to emphasize the dewiness where I want it. So you know.
I also think even highlight, I love a highlight, but I think you want the photos to be as timeless as they can be.
Yeah.
I mean, I look back at photos of my family that got married in the 80s and they went real hard on that 80s look. And I just think, I want to look so very of the moment that I've got like sexy robot cheekbones. Mm-hmm. Like maybe I might put a bit more highlight on for the party after the ceremony, but for the ceremony I'm probably going to stick to a more timeless classic look, because that's what I want out of the photo.
Makes sense.
So it's just like, before you make any giant trend based decisions or anything that you wouldn't normally do, like don't be swayed by Pinterest saying use this glittery bridal setting spray, because I've spoken to so many women who did their beautiful makeup
and then
their makeup artist finished it with a glittery setting spray and were devastated and then had to get married with a glittery face. And also, when you cry, if you cry,
you cry glitter,
you cry like a path through the glitter. I've seen it. Awful. And I just don't want that for any of you. I love you all too much. I think that's all very helpful advice.
We're going to enjoy your wedding very soon.
Woo! And the video that we're going to make.
And the video that we're going to make. Stay tuned.
I'm so excited. Obviously, as soon as we have it, we'll link. But that's it for our main feature. If you have any bridal questions, do contact us. You know, you can email us, hello@fullcoveragepodcast.com. You can join us on our Facebook group.
Send us a DM if you want.
You can Instagram us. You can tweet us. We're everywhere.
We're all around.
We're all over the place. Internet
is
host.
All around me. And so the feeling
I found my
grows.
Cassette single of that.
All I can think now is, if you really love Christmas.
Oh, God. Can you imagine how good this house is going to look at Christmas? There's going to be a tree
Lindsay
behind
Kelly.
You.
Does Christmas like no one I've met.
I'm so excited. Bell's so excited. She's completely passed out with her back
so
to
happy.
Us. Which I think takes us very neatly
into
highlight of the week.
I bet your neighbours are like, what do they do for work?
My next door neighbour is a Muppeteer. So,
oh, that's so cool.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay,
He wins. He's got nowhere to go on people with weird jobs. What is your highlight of the week?
Oh, I wanted you to go first, Lindsay.
Oh, I can.
You go first, because I'm not ready
to commit.
I'm quite
proud of myself. Okay. I have a highlight, and it is incredible, and it is from Primark.
Oh.
And it is their False Lash Queen Mascara.
Oh.
So someone recommended this to me when I was in the UK, and they were like, if you're in a Primark, get yourself this mascara. It looks a lot like the Lash Paradise in its tube. And I was like, oh, it does. And also, coincidentally, not really, looks like Better Than Sex, because Better Than Sex and Lash Paradise look exactly the same, because they're supposed to.
Which doesn't work on me. Better Than Sex
doesn't. No, I hate Better Than Sex. Does nothing for me. And I'm like, not Better Than Sex, it turns out, because that's quite good. So I picked up this False Lash Queen mascara. It was exceptionally cheap because it was Primarni. Much, much cheaper than even Lash Paradise. I didn't use it because I was like, oh, I'm sure it's rubbish and it's going to run and I don't even want to test it and I'm so annoyed. I finally got round to testing it and it's amazing. I cannot believe how good it is.
Is it better than the L'Oreal one, Lindsay?
I don't know if it's better. It's a little bit different.
How different? Do tell.
It's not quite as false lash, drag queen, full fringe. It's like a little bit more of a defined brush.
Yes.
You can see there's not quite as much product on the brush.
That looks quite different as well from the Better Than Sex mascara.
Yeah,
wand.
It's a very traditional one. But I actually find the comedy, given that so much of mascara delivery is in our new infinity brush and all that bullshit, this spoolie is excellent and it is such a good mascara.
Ooh.
It gives you really beautiful lashes. It's great straight out the tube. You don't have to have it open.
Interesting.
It's just good from the off.
Yeah.
It gives you really pretty definition with really nice lashes. It does not smudge. It does not flake. It stays on until it comes off. It comes off easily. I cannot believe they've done this. It was like £2 or something.
Oh, how?
It's so cheap.
It's witchcraft.
And it's so good. And it is my highlight of the week.
Okay, I'm ready to commit. Okay, so mine was going to be a mascara, but let's let Primark have their moment.
Let
them have the moment. I am instead going to go for a foundation stick, Lindsay.
Love a foundation stick.
A very affordable one.
Oh.
You'll be happy to know before we go into all the...
I would be happy.
Very expensive foundations to come in our
extravaganza.
Extravaganza
2019.
Extravaganza. So this is from Revolution, Makeup Revolution. I think it's just called the foundation stick. It just says
well, that's handy.
Makeup Revolution London. Yeah, there's no name of. Oh no, I'll take it back. Oh. Fast Base Stick Foundation. There we go. I really like this because for me, this is somewhere in between my Tom Ford Foundation Stick and my Hourglass Vanish in that it's still got the dewiness, not as dewy as the Tom Ford. So, because that one is actually very, very dewy for a foundation stick. The lighter shade and the darker shade are amazing. I put it on my stories in a live recently. I'm the shade F7. I'm going to give it you to have a little feel, Lindsay, but it definitely has like a creamy feel. I feel like the coverage is medium. So it I feel like you can actually build to a point, but it still has like, it still has like a real skin finish the way it goes into the skin. You can make it more dewy by putting more kind of like dewy skincare underneath. You can obviously powder it and it powders really well. I can't remember the exact price of this, but I know Revolution, we're talking bargain.
Yeah.
Bargains.
Under a tenner for sure.
Yeah. And it's beautiful. It's just really, really good. And I'm kind of having a bit of a moment with stick foundations again. I just like that thing, especially being on holiday recently.
So handy.
It's just so handy. Again, they're great for touch-ups. I feel like if you're really in a rush, for me, I can put moisturizer on and use this as concealer where I need it. Yeah. It's a great... It's one of those makeup essentials that I feel like I forget about. Whenever I come back to it, I'm like, man, that's a good idea. Who thought to put foundation in a stick?
Some genius. Some genius.
Mind blown.
Mind blown. Well, so, that's on my to-buy list, isn't it?
It's good.
Well, that very neatly ties up this episode.
I think it does.
Can you believe it?
It's been emotional.
It's been emotional. It's been a lot.
It always is.
Belle Belle has definitely
She's legs akimbo on the sofa.
Legs akimbo, back to us, stretched
She's living
out.
Her best life.
She is. Look at that
She's
tummy.
How I feel right now.
I'm getting some tummy right now and I feel really good about it. I love it, Belle Belle. I loved it.
Oh, she's so happy.
But thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to us and supporting us. Thank you to all our patrons on Le Patreon.
Le Patreon.
We love you so much. But thank you so much for everything. And
thank you, guys.
We'll be back in just 2 short weeks. Can you believe it?
We'll see you then, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.